Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of April 17th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger, here to bring you more wonderful archetypal stories at the edge of transformation. We got a doozy of a week. But first, a phrase from this week's podcast poem. Freedom came always nibbling my thought. Indeed, an opportunity for continuing the deep changes, to set yourself free, to help set others free, to set the world free from the old, limiting, poisonous patterns that are ready to be released. Powerful transformative week, like so many that we've had. On Thursday, April 19th, we have a total new moon solar eclipse at 29 degrees of Aries. This is at 9:13 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This is the second new moon in Aries in a month. The first one we had at spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, March 21st, was a new moon at 0 degrees of Aries. Now this new moon is at 29 degrees of Aries, and this is so rare because with the zodiac signs, they're measured by 30 degrees of arc in the heavens. 0 degrees is the beginning of the sign, 29 degrees is the end. So this second new moon echoes back to spring equinox, or equinox if you're in the southern hemisphere. And Aries is about being true to yourself, having courage, taking a risk, being true to what you know you have to be and do, and going for it. So at equinox, just a few days before Pluto went into Aquarius and this whole big energetic shift that we're going into for the next 20 years, we had this seed point of try something new. Seed the essence of your authenticity and have the courage to be who you are. A month later now, this new moon eclipse says, let's continue it and go deeper. Because an eclipse means someplace on the planet, at the new moon, the sun and moon are together, but the moon's shadow will eclipse the sun's disk. And so there is this eclipsing of the solar light for a little bit. Now, eclipses are potent because they're basically circuit breakers, as energetics are saying, not business as usual. The solar light is so powerful because it's about, the sun is about our conscious self. When you have a solar eclipse, there's an archetypal invitation to stop being who you think you are, to let go of the old identities that are no longer congruent. And when it's the moon eclipsing the sun, the moon as the instinctive nurturer is saying, I'm in Aries too. And I'm at the very end of Aries with the sun, and we are completing something here that's really core about eclipsing the old conscious identity. So the more wild, intuitive, fluid, emotional, unconscious part can emerge. So there's a seeding of this undomesticated, more wildly authentic one. Okay. Plus, this new moon at 29 degrees of Aries is square to Pluto in the very beginning of Aquarius. And remember, a square means there's tension between the characters. And it's asking for adjustment, for change, for, okay, how do I assimilate this? And remember, Pluto is the great transformer, the seeker of the depths, the transmuter of poison, has just entered Aquarius, that sign of progression, progressiveness, and egalitarianism, and finding a deeply true way to be in community and yet really free and authentic. So both Aries and Aquarius are signs that want to support you and the world being deeply authentic and having the space and freedom to be who you are, all beings, not just white privileged people, okay, but all beings of all races, of all economic situations. And so there is this sort of kicking ass energy with this new moon eclipse in Aries. And one of the great astrologers, Michelle Perrin, she does the daily planetary guide for Llewellyn. She says about this new moon eclipse, build local structures outside the mainstream. There's this invitation to go wild, to become undomesticated. So notice what happens for you. Notice what happens in the world. And also link back to a month ago with the eclipse, with the equinox. What got seeded and what are you knowing on a different level in your heart, in your body, underneath your conscious mind, eclipsing the sun for a bit. And if that wasn't enough, Friday, April 21st, Mercury goes retrograde at 15 degrees of Taurus. Now, Mercury will be retrograde for 3 weeks until it turns direct on May 14th, Mother's Day, as some people celebrate, at 6 degrees of Taurus. Now, reminding you, a retrograde cycle is when, from our perspective on the Earth, the planet looks like it's going backwards in its orbit. It's energetically and archetypally a reverse course, a timeout, stop, review, reassess, redefine. Now, Taurus is a very grounded, sensual Earth sign. And anytime a planet, an archetype, is expressing through Taurus, it's the real deal. It's like, cut the BS, get real. Feet on the ground, what's really going down? And one of the things that Taurus invites us to do is pay attention to the cost. It calls us to really good stewardship of life resources. And that's all kinds of resources. It's not just money. It's things like time, your emotional energy, your psychic energy, the cost for people, the cost for the earth, the cost for the creatures. And Mercury retrograde in Taurus is a beautiful calling in for all of us to the earth herself. And to say, wait, what is happening here? What are the new ways of thinking, the old stories that need to go, the old paradigms that need to go, and the new stories, the reviewed stories, that narratives need to come forward. And what's stunning about this, with the mathematics of this Mercury retrograde, is from our perspective on the Earth, Mercury turns backwards, goes retrograde at what's called 15 degrees of Taurus. Now, the planet Uranus is also in Taurus, what we call 16 degrees of Taurus right now. Now, Uranus is the maverick, the change agent, the liberator, the archetype that says break free of limiting, constrictive old ways, the status quo, the unhealthy mainstream, the constrictive consensus reality shoulds, okay? Uranus in us in the world says liberate, freedom, try something new. So Mercury goes almost to connect to Uranus and says, nope, I'm going to go backwards for 3 weeks, seemingly. I'm going to review, what do I really need to understand in my life right now about how I'm spending my life? Is it worthwhile? Is it of value? Is it serving? Right? All of this getting stirred up in the immense tumultuous times of climate crisis, political upheaval, social upheaval, profound suffering, profound violence, all of these stirrings. And our Taurus self is all about security and stability. How do we find security in the midst of such radical, initiatory, collective change? Mercury, retrograde in Taurus, invites you to pause and listen to yourself and listen to the world and pay attention to the old stories and narratives that need to go, that need to be transformed. Because when Mercury goes forward again in Taurus at 6 degrees, it will go forward to the point where it actually meets Uranus, the maverick, on June 4th. So we get this review time to really attune to How do I really want to spend my life energy? What's worth it? What's worthwhile? And what really serves? So as you attune with the powerful energy of the eclipse, there's a quality of setting yourself free. Come out of the prisons you've created. Be open to the mysterious ways that the world is calling you to lean in and bring the gift of your precious life energy. And then we're not doing this alone. We are individually freeing ourselves, and we're simultaneously helping to free others. So the poem that honors this is one I've given you before, and it comes back. It's called A Message from the Wanderer by William. Today, outside your prison, I stand and rattle my walking stick. Prisoners, listen. You have relatives outside, and there are thousands of ways to escape. Years ago, I bent my skill to keep my cell locked, had chains smuggled to me in pies, and shouted my plans to jailers. But always new plans occurred to me, or the new heavy locks bent hinges off, or some stupid jailer would forget and leave the keys. Inside, I dreamed of constellations, those feeding creatures outlined by stars, their skeletons a darkness between jewels, heroes that exist only where they are not. Thus, freedom always came nibbling my thought, just as, often, in light on the open hills, you can pass an antelope and not know, and look back, and then, even before you see, there is something wrong about the grass, and then you see. That's the way everything in the world is waiting. Now, these few more words, and then I'm gone. Tell everyone just to remember their names, and remind others later when we find each other. Tell the little ones to cry and then go to sleep, curled up where they can. And if any of us get lost, if any of us cannot come all the way, remember, there will come a time when all we have said and all we have hoped will be all right. There will be that form in the grass. So, dear ones, be open in this potent week of a solar eclipse and Mercury going retrograde to the forms in the grass, whispering to you, inviting you to remember your name, dreaming of constellations, and allowing freedom to come nibbling at your thoughts. Lean into it as a prayer for the world to lean into freedom for all. As always, thank you so much for being part of my podcast community. Remember, in the website for the podcast, Astrology Alchemy, you can make a donation if you'd like. You can make a monetary donation. You can do a prayer donation. Thank you so much, and bless your journey this week.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.